paperboo. What? A paperboo. Yesterday's morning boo was paper diary versus power griller. Similar kind of aim today. I think it's something as either an organiser or events organiser or anybody who facilitates events in the real world. The advent of digital has opened up a whole wealth of amazing possibilities. Problem is with those possibilities is that they're processes that need to be integrated into what is an existing chaotic and very full working process. Managing yourself as well as managing the event as it unfolds around you. And any event organisers, facilitators, project managers, or in fact theatre stage managers or television production managers will know the better you are at your job, the more invisible you become. It's a huge issue, of being able to maintain your personality. We're inherently quite bossy. Anybody who is now giggling, please stop. I do come across sometimes as quite bossy, but it's a way of laying down a foundation, especially for an event, that gives people a foundation to make choices from. Infinite choice is not good, because if you can have anything, where do you start? Whereas if you have somebody who you can put your expectations, your wishes, your desires to, you get feedback to know whether they're possible or not. So I have in the past been called an event fairy. I've also had people discover that they must be careful what they wish for. That's a story for another boo. But the reason for this particular boo is contacts. There's a myriad of ways of getting contacts into a usable format. The most useful format is in your mobile phone. You get past a piece of paper, a card, a business card. It's very easy to just put it on the side. You remember it's there, and this is the thing for me. Paper has substance. I can put a piece of paper in a location of my choice, and I know where it is. Not because I remember the location, but because I have a physical image of that card in that location. So when I want it, I think of that card, and I know where it is, because I remember where I put it. With digital, it's not quite so easy, because you actually have to remember the content, and also what you decide to classify it under, what you decided to put it under at the time, and we always change, and also the purpose for recalling that contact may have changed. It may be for a different reason. And you can remember where you put it, but it will always be the recollection of the real-world engagement with that contact that builds your memory structure around the usefulness, the location, where you were when you got that. Anyway, I go on and on. Paper address books. Whoa, that's retro, you say. But this is one thing that I think is so important, especially for young people coming into the events industry. I now find myself saying that, so I'm obviously old enough to be, passing some stuff on. And I've never really felt old enough to really do that, but I guess there are things that, you know, I hope people could take from the way that my chaotic structure has evolved over the years. But I think the one thing for me as a production organiser and resource facilitator is that paper diary, or the paper address book that did have all the contacts during, in my case, a theatre production, all the people I contact, all the people I phoned, all the resources that were donated and lent and purchased, whether there was potential for use theme in the future. They might not have been relevant at that point. And at the end of a show, at the end of production, I would always spend time archiving those contacts so that there's times when I come to a show, maybe years later, but in the same period, I'd know that I'd done a show of that period, when it was, where the notebooks are, where the contacts are, so it's not stuff that I have to hold in my head. And I've met people recently who, in this digital age, their heads are stuffed full of content because they don't have the digital skills to unload it. So I think I'm going to try a little bit of a paper campaign. Not to be paper forever, but just as a way to make that step and have that stepping point from a piece of technology that is just so simple, so easy to use, that it's such a great stepping stone. So I'm actually going to be heading now to Wilko's to buy a paper address book for a young lady that I'm working with at the moment, or hope to work with, because she's got fabulous passion, fabulous heart and soul and contacts and energy that kind of need a little bit of context for her, a way of her really maximising her potential, and that's what I want to help her do. So I've come to the bottom of the road and I'm heading off into town.